This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
It's Leanie here on Beckfast. Right now, we're talking to the giggly and the very cute filmmaker, Kylie Eddy. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Leanie. I just love how you can be so upbeat this early in the morning. I love it.
What are you working on at the moment?
So in my other life, I'm a filmmaker, and I'm just...
You say that so cutely. Yes, like you were kind of embarrassed about being a filmmaker.
I am a little bit.
Why?
Well, it's been a couple of years since I've done a new project. So I made a feature film called This Kiss a couple of years ago, and I was kind of exhausted and broken, heartbroken after that experience. That's how sometimes it happens when you make films. And I've kind of pulled myself back together. It's only taken a couple of years, and have decided that I'm ready to embrace online. For me, that's where it feels like it's all about. I mean, I love YouTube. I love video online. And
me too.
It is, it's so much fun. So I've decided that I'm going to make a web series.
Go you!
I know. Now, the first episode is actually already up on our website, coming out ishardtodo.com.
And now I have seen it, of course, or else I wouldn't have had you in for just any willy-nilly reason.
Oh, come on, you would have.
Someone's getting cocky. That's my job. Hello?
Sorry.
There's only room for one cocky lesbian in this room, thank you.
All right, I'll tone it down.
I'm only joking, but I'm serious. I have seen episode one. It's about a girl called Lisa.
It's Kylie.
Kylie. Kylie. Her name's Kylie too.
Well, it's my coming out story.
Oh, yes. I'm an idiot.
So I thought I couldn't really ask how this series is going to work is that episode one is up and it's about my coming out story. And now I'm looking for other punters to tell me their coming out story and I'll make them into a little web episode. But I did feel that it was unfair to ask people to send me their stories if I haven't told mine.
That is very fair. And obviously we already know I'm a bimbo and that's okay because I wear it well. But I thought that the girl's name was Kylie and I thought she was telling her own story. So she's a pretty good actress.
Well, this is the great thing. I actually got an actor to play me because I can't act. I know this is sounding like a little bit confusing, but I swear it's not. So basically I wrote and directed it, but I knew that, look, acting is not my thing. It's really not. You might be mistaken by hearing me on radio thinking that I can act.
Who are you when you're on the radio?
No, radio is just me, but I can't do this in front of a camera.
Yeah, me too.
It doesn't work for me. So I got a great actor, Nick Wilmont. People might know her from, she does a lot of work with Drag Kings and she's a well-known actor in her own right. So I kind of convinced her to play me.
Right.
And she did an awesome
job. She really, really did.
Yeah, awesome.
Wow. Okay, so you're wanting people to tell you their stories, their coming out stories. Will they play themselves or will an actor play them as
well?
No,
we'll get an actor to play them, unless they're an actor. Just to confuse things. But no, what the
idea is... Do you reckon, though?
No,
because remember when Seinfeld, they got their own TV show and they wouldn't let George or Kramer play themselves.
Smart. Maybe if you submit your coming out story and you're an actor, you can play someone else's coming out story.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
That's a compromise. You're a lovely person.
It's all about collaboration. So really, what I'm interested in is really great coming out stories. They don't necessarily have to be funny, though, you know.
It helps.
It does help.
You want people to watch them.
They can be kind of tragic if or hard coming out stories. That's fine as well.
What about if they're boring coming out
stories? Yeah, I don't want boring coming out stories.
I think that's really discriminatory.
Against boring coming out stories. You know what it is?
There are a lot of boring people in the world.
Well, I don't want to discriminate against them per se, but what I do, it is a story.
You disappointed me.
It is a story. Don't let me get off track. So it needs to have a beginning, middle and end. So I don't care kind of tonally how that happens and what kind of coming out story it is. But, you know, I am going to be making this into a web episode. So it does need to have some kind of journey of this happened, this happened, this happened. And then there's a twisty end and this happened. So unfortunately, not all coming out stories are going to fit with the series concept, but I hope there are some out there. I have got a couple.
Oh, cool. But you're desperate for more, right?
Definitely.
Now, does this series have a number? Like, how many episodes do you want?
I'm looking for 10 episodes. So I figure number one is done, mine. So yeah. I've got 9 more to find.
Wow.
I know.
For real?
Yeah, I know. So I've set myself quite a challenge, but I'm confident that there are at least 9 other fantastic coming stories out there. Come on, people.
Oh, my God. You could do so more than 10. I think you're aiming way too low.
Well, the thing is, we want to get this – no pressure. Thanks for that. We want to get this first series up and running and get it working. And then, obviously, if that works, we'll do another series. And we'll do series 2 and we'll have another 10 stories there. So if it works, we'll keep – so it's, imagine it. It's like TV online. It's like a little TV series online.
Yeah. It'll it's an education. No, seriously, I feel like it's such a bimbo right now because, like, you've gone, yeah, we could have series 2. Like, hello. Of course you can have series 2.
We can have series 20 if we get that many. We're not, you know, we're prepared to keep on going. But I just thought maybe we'd start with series 1.
So what was the funniest thing about your coming out story that is episode 1 on coming out is hard to do?
Well, as are these things, it was fairly traumatic at the time. We can laugh about it now because it was, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But there were many funny things, one of which was I went to Sydney Mardi Gras as part of Vic Presence then in the dancing troupe in quite a sexy silvery outfit.
Woohoo!
Let the body out. Oh, my God. Terrifying.
What would you have on, like hot pants? And
I wish I had hot pants. That would have covered a bit more body. You know, it's like this kind of stringy skirt with like a little bikini top. Get out of town, I know.
And was there an optional more clothing outfit?
No, there was not.
Well, you need balls to walk down the street in that.
Well, we did have balls. We had mirror balls, like little maracas. So, and we did have a lot of glitter. So, you know, that helps you feel more confident as well.
Absolutely. You can't go wrong with a bit of glitter.
Yeah, but I did foolishly think that no one would. So, I mean, there's so many people at Mardi Gras. Marching in Mardi Gras and crazy people at Mardi Gras and exciting people at Mardi Gras. Who would have thought that I would have been noticed? But somehow I ended up on the front cover of New Weekly.
What the?
I know.
New Weekly?
Yeah, NW.
Oh my God.
They saw that sparkly skirt and thought, who is that heffalump thinking she can get away with that skirt? Let's put her on the front cover.
Oh my God. I want to hear what happened when you went to work the next day. You're on Joy 94.9. We're speaking to Kylie Eddy, filmmaker of a brand new series coming out is hard to do. More with Kylie very shortly. We're talking about your web series coming out is hard to do. Now, you came out by...
Well,
performing in the Mardi Gras.
That's right. And look, this is what I want to also say about this series is it doesn't have to be the very first time you came out. I mean, it can be about any kind of come. I mean, we have to constantly come out. I was just coming out the other day at my new workplace and I'm like, here I am again. It's been over a decade since I officially came out and yet here I am coming out to someone again. So it's ongoing. So it doesn't have to be your first, you know, to your family or just to your friends. Just an anecdote about whenever you came out. So I was out to my family and my friends, but I wasn't out at work. And so then I ended up on the front cover of NW after marching in Mardi Gras. And in fact, inside there was a centre spread that actually had another photo of me with a caption saying, the girls at the office are going to freak out when they see this.
Oh, no. Why, Jose?
And I literally did freak out. My brain started freaking out that they were in my brain.
It's your fault for being pretty. See, if you were a dog, there's no way you'd make it in the magazine.
You know what? I wish it was the case, but I've got a funny feeling it might have been, who do they think? Do you think she can get away with this? So anyway, I was terrified. So going back to work after I'd taken annual leave for this mysterious event that I didn't tell them anything about, I'm like, this is going to be everywhere and I'm just going to be mortified. So I rocked back to work and no one knew anything about it because that issue was only published in Sydney and obviously I was working in Melbourne.
Oh, thank God.
Well, then I came out anyway. I put it up myself.
But you did it in your own time.
I did it in my... Well, I did it pretty quickly after that because I realised how stupid it was and I just really... Hello, I'd marched in Mardi Gras.
Yeah, you're...
And my picture was on the front cover of NW. I was going to... I mean, look, I'm a bit of a publicity slut,
so
I couldn't resist that opportunity.
Oh, good on you, Kylie, turning a scary moment into a positive.
Yeah, and now I've made a film about it. made it even more into a positive.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it does feel like a lifetime ago.
So Kylie wants to know about your coming out stories. Now, the funniest thing about my coming out was that my my older auntie, who is very much my surrogate Nunna, so my grandmother. I said, you know, Auntie Stelle, you know, I'm gay. I said it a few times before that, but it never really sunk in. But this time she responded to it and said, well, why don't you pray to God and ask him to change your brain? And I thought, oh, that's interesting. That's a new strategy. I haven't thought of that one, actually.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, pretty clever woman.
Whew, she's got it sorted.
Yeah, but then after that, she responded with, you are a Fabry, and I don't care. I will support you, and I love you.
Brilliant. That's fantastic.
You're from like an 80-year-old European woman.
Yeah, love her. That's great.
You can't go wrong, I'll tell you. If you're a Fabry,
you're part of the family regardless, even if you can't change your brain.
Seriously, I know sexuality and murder are not the same thing, but... If I killed somebody, they would still back me.
Oh, that's family.
Yeah, yeah. So, Kylie, how can people get in touch with you and let them know about their coming out story?
Well, look, you can go to the website, comingoutishardtodo.com. All the info is there and the first episode is there, so you can kind of get a sense of how it's going to work. And you can just email me, write down your story, email form, beginning, middle and end, and email it to info@comingoutishardtodo.com. And if you're a Facebooker, I'm so excited about Facebook these days. I have totally reformed.
Me too. I'm getting more. I've always been into it, but I'm getting more and more aggressive with my posts. It's just like, get it out there.
Yeah. So please come and join at the moment, Coming Out Is Hard To Do has got 54 fans on the page. And if we get to 100, we can get our own URL, which we are super pumped about.
Yay.
So please, if you're into Facebook, search for Coming Out Is Hard To Do and join us online for all the fun.
Filmmaker Kylie Eddy, thank you very much for joining us.
So much fun.
Would you mind hanging around and might as well just see us until
9 o'clock? Sure.
Let's do it. You're on Joy 94.9. Here's the 5, 6, 7, 8s and woohoo.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.